And if you spend any time looking at the pop-up ads on Facebook and other web pages, you might get the impression that a lot of us are preoccupied with our weight. The holidays are hardest on anyone watching their weight, with festive gatherings featuring elaborate feasts and plenty of Christmas baking. There are plenty of articles around with tips such as how to pick the lower-calorie treats on the buffet table. But Grace Jerry takes a different approach to the problem of overeating in her counseling practice, and she joins us now with some seasonal advice. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gregor.
Now, you counsel people about emotional eating. What is that, first of all?
Well, the reason why we eat or should eat is for nutritional reasons, and but for most of us, we do more than that, mm-hmm. and some people do a lot of emotional eating, and I think it's where we look to food to comfort us and pick foods that we associate with comfort, often foods that we associate with good memories from childhood, you know, whether it's usually salty, sweet, or fatty foods that are usually delicious, but we look to them for comfort.
And is that a big component in our eating? Is that comfort or that emotion?
Well, I think particularly at Christmas time, where, you know, we associate it with sort of all these extra treats and parties and buffets and, you know, Christmas dinner. And so I think at times like Christmas, which is coupled with a time with a lot of stress, we eat more, we tend to eat more, we drink more, we spend more, you know, we get into it, we get swept away by the Christmas spirit, as it were.
And that's more than just me enjoying the taste of baking or having a sweet tooth when we talk about emotional
eating. I think it is more. I mean, I'm the first one to say I have a total sweet tooth, mm-hmm. and I love baking, so I don't bake very much because I'm very fond of eating it. But I think it's where it becomes a person's main coping method for when they're stressed. You know, hopefully we have a number of tools in our toolbox, and there are a number of ways to deal with stress rather than using an addiction like food. But for some people, it becomes their primary way of coping, and so then, of course, you know, they pack on the weight and they feel badly about themselves, and their health is impacted.
So what do you think some of the big emotional triggers are for overeating at this time of year? You mentioned stress and the schedule and the busyness and so on. What are some of the things that cause us to overeat?
Well, I like to think in terms of threes, and I was thinking about the three T's of, you know, the typical stresses, the triggers, and the temptations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the stresses are the sort of trying to make it a good Christmas for others, and, you know, you're out buying presents, and the expectation inside that somehow you should be happy at Christmas, when many people are not happy. Maybe they've had a loss that year, they've broken up, whatever happened. The triggers, I think, are a combo of those things, but also kind of some idea in our heads of maybe trying to recreate childhood Christmases when we believed in Santa or our parents were still alive, that sort of thing. And then, of course, there's all the temptations and all the ways that we're cued by the industry to sort of start spending. I mean, as soon as Halloween's over, the Christmas trees are up, the Christmas music's playing, you know, we're starting to think, oh, we better buy our gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not even near Christmas.
So what are some of the ways that you advise people to cope with this and to overcome that emotional need or whatever it is driving them to seek comfort in too much food?
Well, of course, it's not simple because none of us, we're all complex, and each person has their own relationship with food and their own triggers. Mm. But I like to think about it in terms of sort of the three S's as a way of remembering. And then the first thing is to simplify. You know, sometimes we just, especially women, we get, you know, we go overboard. And to sort of try and think, well, what actually is meaningful to us in terms of Christmas, not just sort of what Christmas do we think we should have. So simplify it and get organized and prepare ahead of time. And that includes prepare for relatives coming and what are you going to do. And the second thing is to slow down and to tune in, because often I think what happens when you're stressed and you kind of, what happens is that you stop being in touch with yourself. So you have a lot of feelings going on and, you know, you're trying to numb them out with food. So to slow down and tune in. And I think the other thing is self-care, because to make space for yourself. So to give an example of the second one about slowing down, I was working with someone recently who is trying to lose weight. She's in her workplace and somebody's brought in a cake. It's the usual thing. And so she gets past that cake all morning, doesn't eat it, and she thinks, I'm doing really well. And then in the afternoon, she caved in and had several slices. And we were trying to figure out what had happened. And what had happened is she'd got upset that morning with something that happened with someone at her workplace. And she hadn't kind of realized that that's what made her cave in and eat the cake. cake. Now, when we debriefed it, if she'd had a chance to debrief the upset, she wouldn't have kind of dived in. But I think often what happens is we're carrying feelings we're not even aware of. And then, there's this goodie there. Oh, I'm going to have some of that.
So the cake was in lieu of a proper debrief.
Yeah, exactly.
It was comfort.
I think that's what happens a lot. And I think when we slow down, we have a chance to sort of see what's going on and think, is this really what I need? Am I actually hungry?
All right. So it's not just enforced discipline. I will not eat the cake. There's something else. You need an alternative to soothing your feelings.
Yeah, it's to feed ourselves because, it's a bit like when you're a baby and you cry, probably the first thing a parent thinks, okay, the baby's hungry. But, sometimes the baby's crying because they just want, they need to cry, they need some comfort. It's not always that they need food. And of course, we can see how the love of food gets laminated onto sort of stresses. So every time we feel stressed, we feel like we should eat. We all do that. I do it myself. I'm not immune to this, but I'm not overweight but for some people, they do it so much that and then weight becomes a real problem for them and they feel badly. People are very self-critical.
Well, this is very timely advice and a very timely topic. Grace, I'm glad you could join us this morning. Thank you for being our guest.
And the other thing I just would say, my website, there are more tips, gracefulsolutions.ca. I've got tips on emotional eating, how to make Christmas meaningful, and how to give up sugar.
Great.
So, Graceful Solutions.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Grace Jerry, a Victoria counselor.